This is 2 days after Dupes has started. Ion has astounded everybody by being on there answering people's questions. I'm going to ask, what the heck's going on? How does Ion do this?
I've enjoyed you on the Dupes of Non-Physical.
Yes.
Now, Carolyn, Ion says love is a force field.
Right.
Ion is a force field.
Nope.
And Ion can mold electrons to type out words.
Ion, are you typing with JW's fingers sometimes?
Nope. Are there any fingers touching anything to make your post manifest?
Not required. Because it's responsive. It's the human creators. This is what we've been trying to say since Itch, Bob. It's coming to a new level. Did we mention there was a veil? Did we mention that the veil had been rent in two already from the past? And did we mention that the veil is thinning? And have we mentioned about the meat sack and the non-physical becoming as one, not a symbiote host? What's happening is you're starting to have these fluxes of pure positive power. Now, we're non-physical, but we also have power. We just don't create. Remember about the toaster?
That's what I meant when I say ion is a force field. Ion has power.
But a force field isn't power.
What is it?
It's a containment field.
Oh, okay. It's just a containment field. It doesn't have power.
If you have a toaster, the electricity isn't the toaster. The electricity doesn't make toast. It's what's used so the toaster can make toast.
So what is the electricity in that example? Is it a power or a force field?
It is power.
And what is a force field in that metaphor?
The box that holds the bread that toasts the toaster.
So love is the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
The box, the toaster that holds the bread. Electricity is the power.
Yeah.
So how does Ion manipulate?
Don't. It flows. Human creators ask the question or engage. Just like this 3-2-1 process of non-physical, lining it all up and giving you the answer. Then you get to one. Once it's posted, then you get to one and go, yep, okay, I like that. Or you're full of shit, non-physical. Get over it. Try again. Nope, I ain't having it. Nope, nope, nope. One more time. Nope. Here's all the words. Here's everything. I listened to it. I got it. I know what it is. But the question is, how and when is this going to take place? And then our response is, Lord, suffering can't listen to it again. Listen to it again. Apparently you didn't hear it. You thought you did. You could type the words, but until that became real, your how and when would miss you, even if we told you how and when it was going to be.
You're saying because of thinning of the veil, the lettering can show up as a post?
No, we're saying because of the thinning of the veil, you can raise the waves when you go in the water. Now, is that non-physical doing that for you? No, but the electricity that you're using is non-physical. But it's you doing it.
Is electricity non-physical?
Yes. We just explained that.
No. We've never had that before. Electricity is non-physical.
Yes.
Is thought electricity?
No.
The non-physical is electricity.
It's what makes the toaster toast.
Is electricity too physical to be considered part of non-physical? Who invented electricity? Volta.
Human creators.
Yeah, Volta or somebody in our history. He invented electricity. He had tapped into non-physical?
Obviously.
You're saying electricity is non-physical. Now, I'll tell that to someone else, then you'll qualify that. So can we have some qualifying already?
No, because they'll change it up, and from the dynamics in which they ask, the answer, as you well know, it variegates a bit.
So the electricity, when they invented the telegraph, Teilhard de Chardin said it was a new biological event when the telegraph came in.
We like biological event. That's a fun
yeah.
word.
The electricity that created the telegraph, or the telegraph manifested the electricity, that is non-physical showing up? Externalized here or something? Is electricity non-physical?
Yes. Electricity is power, and power is non-physical.
Is there electricity in the guff?
Yes.
Well, that's a big astounding thing, because that's McLuhan's point. That's my chart.
What does your chart say electricity is, Bob?
Second coming.
Okay, what's the second coming? When was the first coming?
The second coming is the return of non-physical or something.
When did it leave?
We don't go into literally second coming. Second coming is No. The meaning, the myth of second coming is a monumental event. I'm saying whatever monumentalness you think Jesus coming back is, that was achieved by the environmentalizing of electricity as a technology. You're saying the last 150 years of electricity is we arrived at use of non-physical.
But say you're attaching the second coming.
Now forget second coming. We're talking about the most significant event in the world for humans. It was electrification as a technological environment. That's non-physical being externalized.
Okay.
So it's very important, the telegraph and radio and TV and the electro dams. That is non-physical being used by us.
Yes.
And that might be McLuhan's point. So Ion is agreeing with McLuhan.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's possible. We liked it better when we were just sympathizing with your chart.
I know. So the electricity...
When boys misbehave, they get sent to the doghouse. But when boys decide they're not going to have it anymore, they end up in the cat house.
Okay, very good. The electricity, see, you blew it. So electricity, when we take our thoughts, our unrealized thoughts to the guff, those are electrical.
They certainly are.
Right, see, that clarifies, when I was asking about the gray matter, the conduiting pipe, and the content of the pipe, like water, was thought. That's electricity going through the pipe. That thought is electricity.
Oh, my God, Carolyn, you know, we talked about digging, the earth was the mine, and you lay the pipe in the ground, is the water going through the pipe? The mind? No. That's the thought going through the mind. Bob got that just now. Hey.
Electricity is the thought going through the mind.
Yes.
And so when we externalize electricity with the radio and television...
That's an example of how you can do it in the confines of the labyrinth of your mind.
The fact we externalize it is an example of doing it.
Because your goddamned eyes are now able to see it, so you can know it. So once you know it, then it is. Well, once it is, then you can use it. And once you can use it, then it's practical. And once it's practical, then you have to get over it.
Why do you have to get over it?
We don't have any idea, Bob, but yet that seems to be...
Is that a negative thing, getting over it?
No. Getting over is something you're trying to get from one side to the other. It's not a positive or a negative.
It's a bridge.
It's a bridge. Good. So is chromosome 14.
But the bridge, as you defined the other night, was something that holds up two sides.
The bridge, you have to equalize the pressure. The downward force plus the upward lift has to be perfectly balanced, or the bridge cannot be sustained. Now, yes, you can swing across, but we're talking about a sustainable bridge.
This thing you're describing, that's a metaphor for what goes on in electricity.
Yes.
The balancing between the electron and the protons and that?
AC and DC current both have to be balanced, otherwise it overloads.
So all the balancing in matter is electrical, and that's the essence of what goes on.
Now, Bob, you do know you just explained cold fusion.
Cold fusion and these new wonderful technologies are content for the electrical grid. You need electricity to have cold fusion?
No. Cold play is the anomaly that you humans won't engage or embrace yet. But that's okay, that's okay.
You said I defined or explained cold fusion. We were talking about the bridge and the balancing of the AC-DC and then...
Yep.
Cold fusion is a product of a perfect balance?
Yep.
That is dealing with electricity.
Dealing with it is an outcome.
Dealing with electricity is an outcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the difference between cold fusion and electricity?
Electricity is energy, okay, power. Cold fusion is the process that allows an unlimited release of electricity or energy.
Energy was giving us power, and it was giving us electrical light. Isn't that power?
But the energy didn't give you power. The power was. Energy didn't give you power.
Electricity gave us power, didn't it?
No, Bob. Electricity is power.
electricity is power, so Coldplay is a new way to sculpt electricity.
Yes, Anna laid it out for you pretty plain with the blue energy. The outcome of blue energy was an unlimited supply of power, electricity. But the blue energy, the two little balls, was not energy. It's the outcome.
The blue balls allow you to have endless electricity.
Yes.
But the blue balls are not endless electricity.
Right.
They have their own integrity as an object.
Sure.
So cold fusion is like the blue balls.
Good.
We have electricity, which is power. To find a way to sculpt it is my understanding of what the blue energy balls do. They sculpt it like cold fusion. They trigger it. It's like electricity is just power, and we're just stuck inside it. Cold fusion is a way of getting outside the energy power of electricity and unleash it.
Okay, yeah.
You know, McLuhan's point is that there's a present environment. There's invisible things containing this environment or energizing that we don't notice. We only see it in past terms of what we know. So electricity is something that's been an invisible environment. Now with cold energy, we can see and mold electrical energy. And the blue energy is the new invisible environment. Can you
follow? Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, that's McLuhan's principle. So Carol's offering a new invisible environment for health.
Mm-hmm.
Just a mere coincidence that Anna is acting this out on the week that Carolyn gets the medical breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Just a coincidence.